Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3-5. And I'm faithful. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's straight.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
That's who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is T to the A to the Z on A-T-A-Z-P Live. The reason why we do these 5-minute intros, because black people don't never call on time. And I have to have black people call in on time. So I got 313 twice on the line. Identify yourselves, please.
This is Glenn Cannon.
What's up, Glenn? What's up, bro?
Curry Blue.
What's up,
Tori? How y'all doing? And meet Norvell Molex Jr., a.k.a. DJ J Squared, in the house co-hosting with me.
What's happening?
What's happening, y'all? How y'all doing?
Okay,
I'm great, and she's greater.
I'm going to say this. I got two of my favorite people, Glenn and Norvell. When I first started in 2004, I might be giving it away, but I started in 2004 doing radio. I had y'all both within that year. Y'all was one of the first personalities I've had on my show. And we go back a long way. This is history right here. And I'm excited about this show. And plus, now I got Tori Blue in here too. And I played one of her tracks, Not a Goddamn Thing. I played that a million times on this show. And not without really knowing who she was. I just floated along her music and ran into it and said, I love that track. Got to have it on the show. And I played it on a couple of note spins. Showing much love to you. I want to start with Glenn and Tori. I want to ask, how did y'all hook up? Because I see Glenn told me you live in Atlanta, and he's in Detroit. But I also saw that you went to school in Michigan as well. So is that the link? You from Michigan, or I'm just guessing? But y'all tell me, how did y'all link up?
Go ahead, Tori.
I thought he was going to talk. Family.
Well, I can take that question.
Okay.
Well, we actually didn't link up. She was born into this.
Okay. Oh, thank you, G. Okay.
Yeah, she was born into a musical family. I am a part of that family, and the rest is musical history. So
cool.
I worked for Tori Blue for free.
hey, Tori, he busted you out here. You heard that? For free now.
I didn't know that was the
So it's all in the blood then, in the genes. So that's where you got started, Tori. You wanted to do some music because of the musical history within your family?
I actually was primarily a dancer growing up. And I used to tell them, you know, I can rap. And Will Fox, who was my dad, never really took me serious. So one day I asked, could I write for one of his artists? And I sent him, like, a reference track. And he was like, oh, wow, you really do sound good. I'm going to fly you back home. I was already living in Atlanta. And
right.
I went back home, and Glenn heard me too, and from then on, they, like, you know, took me serious as an artist and not just a dancer. I really don't even dance that much anymore. Like, I'm all about rapping, and he used to say, you know, you focus on dancing, but now it's music over everything, so yeah.
Well, that's cool. Did you always wanted to rap, or did you also want to sing, or... You just love music, period.
Yeah, it was just music, period. But, I mean, I would get in the studio with my cousins, stuff like that, but I was never in the front. It would just be like, oh, you sing this for us, or, oh, do this little rap, and then go back to dancing. Because I seriously, like, had a lot of shows and traveled, you know, performing. So rapping wasn't first, but I always wanted to do it. And I used to tell him, like, I'm really good. He'd be like, okay, you know, but it was never... They never really believe me. I don't know why. I think because I just
right.
focused
sit down, kid, eat that ice cream and just shut up.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that because I was still doing something. It's just that I was, you know, dancing in the bathroom.
Right.
So,
okay, I am excited to play this song because when I get the songs, like I've said a million times on the show, I never play them until it's time for the show. And I've been wanting to play it, but I was like, nah, I'm going to wait till Thursday. The song, Crush on You. Explain that before I rip it.
It was just a remake of Lil C's and Lil Kim's Crush on You. I did it with a guy out here named Jay Owens. And it's dope. I mean, we really try to keep the same vibe when you hear it. You'll be like, oh, okay, you know, I know this record. You know, we
right.
really did keep their element from the record and just came up with like a dope little remix version of it. It's hot.
This is Tori Blue, Crush on You.
I be buying V's, 9-6, Kim and C's, talking big business, INC's, talking swift entrance, VIPs, the new Bonnie and Clyde, don't need IDs, won't take your love in vain, we don't need IVs, judgment all cloudy, cause your friends talk about me, yeah, but your friends is nobody's. No car, no job, no hobby. For your body, insane, I go proudly. Have your whole posse in Giorgio Armani. Linen drape, Versace, ice cuts like hockey. Beat the box like Rocky, beat box. It's marquee, why even stop me? Shit, you know it's for real. All them hoes numb, they don't know how I feel. Real ass nigga gon' tell you what's up, but don't rush. Just keep this on the hudson. I know you see me on your video. I know you hear me on your radio, but you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your thot friends mention. He a slut, he a hoe, he a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, I ain't tryna pressure you. I gotta let you know that I'm it's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you, baby. It's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you, girl. It's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you. I gotta let you know that I got a crush on you, yeah. It's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you, baby. It's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you, girl. It's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you. I gotta let you know, baby.
Won't you roll it up, smoke Jeffrey Dahmer. I be looking fab, go y'all back for the summer. Unless your name Lotto, I ain't trying to get the number. Lil mama at the top, I ain't checking for the comer. VVS stones on picture Savorsky. And if I bow down it so you bitches can crown me. Tory B the king B, so you best take heed. Shall I proceed? Yes, indeed. And I be catching bodies like a bouquet. I don't care what you say. I want it off top like a toupee. Sipping on that douce, smiling like the Kool-Aid. I'm on it. Break it off quick, nigga. Underlay. Feeling like I need you. That's the gas. The only thing I need, secure that bag. You said you need to eat. I can take you to the cookout. But if I put you on, get my check like the lookout. Cause
I know you see me on your video. I know you hear me on your radio, but you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your thot friends mention. He a slut, he a hoe, he a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, I ain't tryna pressure you. I gotta let you know that it's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you, baby. It's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you, girl. It's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you. I gotta let you know that I got a crush on you, yeah. It's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you, baby. It's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you, girl. It's cool, ain't tryna put a rush on you. I gotta let you know that.
Love the record. I was bouncing to it all the way through. That's a bad.
Yay,
that's a bad cut.
You.
Real jazzy. You know, slow, smooth, real smooth. DJ J Squared, aka Norvell. What you think about that track, bud?
I like it. It goes back to the old school hip hop. Kind of goes back to the old school hip hop. Gives you a nice. Kind of ride and feel is good for the young folks to get into, but it also has a smooth, nice little beat that old heads can dig with.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really liked it. Who else was on that track with you again?
Jay Owens and 6AM.
Okay.
Was on the hook. The other person rapping was Jay Owens.
When you get in the studio, do you get involved in the production as well?
To some extent. I mean, I know how I want my part to sound. Like, I know as far as that, but I'm not trying to really tell the engineer and the producer what to do, not so much, no.
Right.
But I do have a say-so in the creative direction of the record, yeah. So some
cool.
Kind of producing a little bit, but not too much.
Keep on doing that, though. Ask Glenn a little bit more money in there. When you start doing your own stuff and doing your own thing for other people, a little bit more green in your pocket. Am I right? Am I right, Glenn?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you, in all honesty, you know, we give Troy a lot of leeway when it comes to creativity, because she has proven to us that she knows what she wants and she knows how to achieve it. I think that she's speaking more from the professional side of her, where she knows protocol and she sticks to protocol. But myself and my partner, Will Fox, we give her a lot more leeway than we do some of the other artists, because she has proven that she can go in and bring back what we need.
Now, Glenn, you've been doing this for a minute, man, and you got an array of artists. And I know at one time you did a reality show. Am I correct in thinking that a few years back?
No, you're correct.
I don't know. I've been a forgotten, but I think I remember you did a reality show too back about 4 or 5 years back, 6 years back.
Yeah. That's what we do, man. We always looking to groundbreaking things. We are in the entertainment industry. We're not just a company that focuses on just hip hop. We focus on entertainment as a whole, and
right.
We're not afraid to take chances and step out there on faith and try to bring new things to the world. You know, I've never been interested in artists that could only do one thing. It's just not where my interests lie.
Now, you started doing vent radio too, and I was like, now Glenn is getting into my profession. Now he started doing radio too. Now, I mean, you know, a long time ago when I first had you on, brother, we were just talking about how hip hop was changing and how we didn't really like the way it was going, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. we were talking about mm-hmm. real hip hop, really. So now you started the radio show, and that's what prompted me to hit you up, I guess, about last month. That's where I met Tori. She was actually co-hosting with y'all on that show about women in hip hop. Explain how you started Vent Radio.
Well, Vent Radio was just another piece that's up under the umbrella to expose the things that we're doing and to expose other independent content. Just got frustrated with terrestrial radio being so terrible. And myself and my partner, Will Fox, we decided that we were going to put together a platform that allowed creative people to be just that. You know, it's like, then radio was doing very well. It took a while to get it going, but it's doing very well now. And we have a, you know, it's like with the new Tory Blue music. I mean, we can record these records, put them on our network, and then deal with other independent radio stations around this country. And then we don't spend all our time kissing somebody's butt. We go out and we do what we need to do, and we play what we need to play, period.
Right.
That's why we started the radio network.
And I agree with that. Norvell, you got something to say to that? Was you laughing in the background, Cat?
Yeah, I was. I love it. I love that. I love that because, you know, for us as African-Americans, or I say black folk, we're usually the last ones to show up to the party, but everybody forgets we always turn it out.
Absolutely.
If it's not there before you, then we can build it ourselves. Because if you look at everything, who is always being imitated but never can be duplicated? That's us.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how we do it, from country to folk, hip-hop, jazz, blues, we do it. If you look at us as a whole, we're always the flavor that they savor over here, neighbors. So, you know, I love it.
I'm going to play the next jam. One good friend, I see you got that on your on the Facebook page as well as on, I think it's on Spotify. Am I correct, Tori?
Yes, it's everywhere. Anywhere that they stream, it's there. Tidal, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, my website, it's everywhere. It's popping.
Okay, this is One Good Friend, Tori Blue.
This is another TAZ production.
Yo, one good friend. That thing was popping. I love that. I love that song too. Now I got to put it on the rotator. Now I got to rotate it in my car play. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Norvell, you got anything to ask Glenn or Tori Blue?
Well, the one thing I was going to say, I noticed with Tori's rap style, might I say one of your influences is Left Eye? Because I noticed that you had a little Left Eye style to you.
Really? I do love Left Eye. I haven't really heard that before, but yes, of course. She's awesome, super creative, not afraid to be different, out of the box. So, of course, yes.
Yeah.
And Glenn, and Glenn, my question for you is, how do you feel the music industry has changed, especially with streaming music? Because before, you get your album out there, people buy it. You know, they might buy the whole CD, and, you know, some people going to love the whole thing. Some people might find one or two cuts on the CD. But how do you feel about streaming? Because we all know iTunes changed the game, but how do you deal with what it's changed into?
Well, if we specifically talking about streaming is just the new thievery. It's the way that the industry has created to steal from the artist, steal from the independent producer. And there's really no legislation in place to stop it, because contracts of today don't even speak to streaming at all. Now, some of the newer deals speak to download and digital distribution, but they don't speak to subscriptions. So this is a way for the majors to do what they've been doing in the music industry in terms of paying 20 cents to be able to manufacture a CD and charging a person $15 for it. So all of the revenue that they lost over the years when CD sales started to decline and they couldn't steal from that end, now they are stealing on a monthly basis from people who sign up to subscription deals. Mm. Now, with that being said, that's how I feel, and that's what I know to be the truth about the entertainment and the recorded music side of our industry. But the only way that these types of things stop and that you get a fair shake is that the consumer gets smarter and understands that, okay, I can pay $10 a month and I can listen to anybody's music I want to. Well, okay, but don't pay that $10 for 2 months and see what you can listen to then.
Preach, brother.
You know, a lot of us just really don't understand the music industry and how it works.
Well,
the problem is that these young folks think that they do because they have access to the internet. But what they don't understand is that someone is making more money off of your products than you ever will. And they do that through the form of underwriting. You know, it's like you tell a person, oh, I'm going to put my song on SoundCloud. It don't cost me nothing to do it. But what you don't understand is that SoundCloud takes your music and in turn goes to T-Mobile or AT&T or somebody and says, hey, this artist right here is getting 3,000 views a day. What will you pay to have an advertisement on the same page with their music? So I'm not mad about it. Don't get me wrong. I understand this is America, and America, you know, it operates a certain kind of way. But we have to become smarter. Yeah, we have to do better, and we have to become smarter. And that's why with Rich Mind and Street Noise, we put our artists first, and we try to position them to be able to do other things to bring income from their careers. You can't just focus in on selling music anymore. You just can't do it.
Well, I knew Glenn was gonna preach on that, because as soon as Norvell asked the question, I said, "Oh Lord, here we go. Here we go." I know that's a touchy point on it. I know it is, bro.
But I don't wanna give the impression that I'm against my industry. I'm not. I love my industry.
Yeah.
But I represent my artists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My first obligation is to do the best job that I can do for the artists that I represent.
And
I have to be
told,
honest and truthful with them.
Well, the truth be told is, if you're straight up about it, then that's what people are going to seek out about you. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know the saying, all money is not good money. You know,
absolutely.
There are plenty of artists out there who have a lot of talent, who are excellent. They should be making, dare I say, the Cardi B, Jay-Z, or even Beyonce type money. They should make that. But because of their ethics, they don't want to play the game and dance to that devil's tune. Hey, they don't get that exposure, because the one thing I've learned in being a house music DJ is that levels of success, there are different levels to it. You just got to find a level that you're willing to be comfortable with.
With that all being said, because we're running over time, I got another artist in here. I want Glenn and Tori to give out, and I know y'all got information all day long, but give out y'all information where people can hit you up, buy the music, check out whatever projects y'all got going on out there. I know there's a lot, but take your time and give out the information so folks can hit y'all up.
Okay.
I was going to start with Glenn, but go on, Tori. You got it.
No. Okay. I can be found everywhere at Tori Blue, TORIBLEU. My single One Good Friend is out everywhere: iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, Amazon. Also, I have a new book out. It's a poetry book. It's like a self-help poetry book. It's called No More Excuses. If You Knew Better, You Would Do Better. That's available on Amazon. I got a lot of different stuff coming up, so just follow me, hit me up. Let's work.
Glenn?
Well, if you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me through eventradio.net. That's the best way to get in touch with me. But what I would rather people do is support Tori Blue and her career, because she is the real deal. She's a real artist, and she's going to do big things in this industry. So you might as well get in on the ground floor.
It's all about
her music and her career.
And also Tori, when I do a poetry show, I'm going to call you in, so because we read our pieces of poetry, me and two other guests, and we bounce them for about an hour and just read different pieces of our poetry. That way you can promote your book as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. I would love that.
Don't worry. I'm going to hit you up, because it'll be me and another guy.
I would really love that.
Me and another guy named Mark Lacey, who goes around the country doing spoken word. And, yeah, y'all need to link up anyway. It's good to know people that do what you do. Thank you, Glenn Cannon.
Yes,
thank you, Tori Blue, for being on. Hey, I love the music. And keep doing what you're doing, man, because you know I love the show, too. Vent Radio,
well,
baby.
Thank you.
All right. Night.
Okay,
good.
Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm. Have a blessing.
You too.
Now, 478 is on the line. State your name, Kat. I think I know who it is, but state your
It's your boy, D. Smith. What's up? What's good?
What's up, Drew? What's up, dude? It's been a minute, man. Drew, meet Norvell A. Molex Jr., a.k.a. DJ J Squared, in the house co-hosting.
Bless, man. Thank you. Nice to meet you, bro.
Nice to meet you, too.
Drew is an R&B artist that I met a few years back at one of these Atlanta music conferences when I used to live in the A. I met him like, hey man, it was black and white TV was on when I met you, right?
Right, yeah, man. It was a couple years back, man.
Yeah, a couple years back. And he's been doing his thing ever since. And out of all the people that I was in contact with at that particular conference, because I went to a lot of them, you and about two other people I still talk to. Out of all the people I met. Do you talk to everybody from the conference?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I can't really remember. Like, it was so long ago. But, I mean, I've from those conferences, I was able to build with, you know, certain producers especially. I know I did music with certain ones of them, but can't really, other than you, I can't really recall anybody from that particular conference.
I went to a lot of them, but that one I met was the last one I went to before I moved was the one that I met you at. And brother gave me some of his music and I listened to it, loved it, loved his style. I also told a couple people on Facebook about him, you know, tagging him in a couple of songs that he posted and whatnot. So how you been, man? What's been going on since the last time you was on the show?
Well, since the last time I was on the show, I put out a few projects. Put out Written With You In Mind, and I put out a newer one called Ocean Blue. It's available everywhere, anywhere that music is streaming. So you can get it on iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, all of that. And, you know, just doing good music and just touching people, performing, networking. Just being busy, man. Staying humble, staying hustling, all of that, man.
And you still live in the ATL?
Yeah, still down here in GA. Yeah.
Yeah, because I noticed the number was different, so I was like, maybe he left. You know, I left, but I'm still I still got the same number now. But I'm just saying, I don't, you know.
I did change numbers too, but this is a middle Georgia number, like Mactown, Warner Robins number down that way.
Right,
so.
Right. And you've been performing too. And matter of fact, there was a lady that was singing with you on stage that I befriended through one of the little stage performances that you put the video on Facebook.
Right.
And I forgot her name, but I did enjoy that, one of the videos I seen you in. And then, like I said, it's been a minute since I've had you on the show. I'm going to play this song, Ocean Blue, because like I said, I don't never play none of the songs until the show. But, of course, I know your music and I love your groove. So explain Ocean Blue, man.
Well, the concept for Ocean Blue, and it has a multiplicity of interpretations, but Ocean Blue is about, like, love. And the song itself came about from having a conversation with a photographer friend of mine. And he was like, man, love is like water. Like, it's so hard to hold on to. It's not something that you can easily keep into a particular shape. And it's so fluid and it's so easy to go away, like if you let it, like if there's any space for water to dissipate, it will. And that's what I envisioned when I wrote Ocean Blue. Like it was about love and just connecting with somebody on that level of like love and, you know, companionship and everything. So got a real nice vibe to it, and I'm sure people will like it. I've been getting some good feedback and some good reviews on it. So, yeah, man.
Here it is, D. Smith, Ocean Blue.
Her and the whole thing, you looking at her from the shore, the whole thing she playing around, and you just singing how you love her so much.
Yeah, man.
And that whole thing. That's the kind of it. That's the imagery that it brought to me, because I'm like, this old school. You don't hear it no more.
Right. Is that real, man? Like, I try to bring that, you know, that soul to the new school, man. You know, this music I came up on. I'm all about love. You know, just basic common love. You know, between a man, woman, or whoever you love, and you know, just bringing that whole feel back. You know, that's what I'm about as a musician. So I'm glad that you got that from that.
Dude, that was. Ooh,
I love that. It's powerful. Damn. It's powerful.
That's what I'm saying. Hey. I'm like, what's those music people I know I could get this to and be like, you gotta listen to this.
And I knew he was going to fall out of his seat, Drew. I knew he was going to fall out of his seat when he heard it. As soon as I put it on, I said to myself, I know Norvell done fell out over there now.
For real, this is like a late. This is the song like you driving late night, and you hearing it with the top down. You got the sunroof open, the windows down. It's like 80 degrees, and you driving, and you just think like, ooh, yeah, that's what this song is. This is that. Okay, it's on that. This on that Brian McKnight tip where okay. You know, for the brothers who don't know how to talk to their woman, don't have the words or nothing like that. Listen to this.
And he,
you let the song play. And you say, what he say.
And he But, hey, Drew, I'm going to tell you, man. Since when I first met you and I listened to this song, I said to myself, and I said it's so country. He done got gooder. And you knew what I meant. You know what I meant. That boy.
Well,
hey,
yeah,
I love the production on it. Did you have a hand on that too?
So that's what I was about to throw to, man. Like, and this is just going out to any artist. Like, sometimes you gotta reevaluate your production. And it's just like I was fortunate enough to meet some cats from out in Cali. Their name is The Ops, and they you know, they blessed me with some stuff for the project for Ocean Blue, and they blessed me with some newer tracks that I'm working on now. So yeah,
right.
Like we got a good relationship, good working relationship. So when you got dope producers with dope, you know, I could consider myself a dope singer and songwriter, you know, dope music comes about. So, you know, shout out to The Ops.
That's
out
true.
Cali,
this
thing, man.
This is reminiscent. That's reminiscent of the Hit Squad, Daniel. You know, when the Track Masters was doing stuff. Right.
And who, Norvell, who did you say it remind you of? Brian McKnight and Glenn.
Like Glenn Jones, those cats. You know, the old crew.
Right.
You know, the dude that would, you know, that grew up under Teddy Pendergrass and. You know, to be in music and to sing music, you also have to study.
Yeah,
music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to study. I mean, you got to go from Lionel Richie to, you know,
right.
Even back further than that. To, I mean,
whoo. Basically, know your roots. Know your roots,
yeah.
and what you're stepping into. That way, you can perfect yours even better at a high level.
For real.
Yeah.
Right, man. Right.
And you took a hook, like deeper than Ocean Blue. You took a hook and just took it there. And I'm like, and that's a talent. That is an art form, taking just a phrase, building a song around it, and then putting emotion into a song to give people visualization, and that's phenomenal.
But Norvell, the actual explanation for writing the song was even great. Talking about you can't contain water like love, you know what I'm saying? And And you can't really put your arms around an ocean, you know. You can't hold an ocean, but it's, you know, it's there. And I'm like, when he said all that, hey, look, I felt like I was in class. When he said all that, I was writing notes together. Man, that's deep.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, me and my wife been together 20 years. I met her when I was 13. I'm like, he ain't lying.
So Drew, what gives you inspiration on writing different lyrics to different songs?
Well, I draw my inspiration from many different places. I draw my inspiration from life experiences. I draw my inspiration from things that I listen to, things that I see even on TV or just in life in general, or just things that I read. I draw inspiration from conversations with people. Like, just anything that I'm able to empirically see, touch, and maybe sometimes not empirically, just anything that I'm able to just internalize and manifest, I use that for my inspiration. Like, I guess I'm just an inspirational type person like that. You know? Just able to take many different facets of reality and turn that into a song. Like, that's a blessing, you know.
The song Crazy Without You, that was another one that I wanted to play real bad, and I was like, I ain't going to play it, but he's playing Crazy Without You.
Crazy Without You is a little bit more, I guess, tangible. It's a song about missing someone. When you reminiscing on being with somebody and you're no longer with them, but you miss them, but you wish them well as well. There's a hint of, I guess, optimism towards the end, even though it's not the happiest song in the world. It's a tinge of optimism and wishing the person well. So it's about that love and that loss of the person and being with them. And just moving on from heartbreak is what Crazy Without You is really about.
You are like a lighthouse to me. In a cruel world, you believed in me. You are my anchor, my reason, my song. You were my best friend. Been down such a dark world. The cruelest part was when you left, it tore me apart. Now I'm going crazy without you. Stuck with this pain. Will I ever see the sunshine again? Crazy without you. Living the lie, I'm a mess on the inside. I just get by. I still remember last word, your last word. You said you need me one day. I just gotta say, I never knew how much. And you were my best friend. Been down such a dark world. The cruelest part was when you left, it tore me apart. Crazy without you, stuck with the pain. Will I ever feel the sunshine again? Crazy without you, living the lie. I'm a mess on the inside. I'm just getting by. Crazy without you, ooh, I'm crazy about you. Will I feel the sunshine again? Crazy without you. I'm a mess on the inside. I'm just getting by. I should have known. Wonder you see.
Oh my goodness. This brings up that there's one song that you never heard on the radio back in the days when the radio was worth its salt. And that is the acoustic version of God, Let's Chill. I was ranked that song up there with that one because the background voices, then the singing, and then you got the acoustic guitar playing there. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is future. The best way I can put it is future throwback music. This is future throwback music. Like, okay, this is how it should be done.
I knew he was flipping out, Drew. I knew he was flipping out.
I love it. I'm like,
I'm an old pro at this because I love Drew's music anyway. So you should have heard the other shows, Norvell. You should have been on the other shows.
I'm like, there are words I want to use right now, but I'm not. Oh my God, to be more careful. I said, you sound like one of them old relatives that where the album? Can I get the album? Where the album at? Baby, where the album?
Yeah.
Let me put your dad at.
This is a bad cat right here. I'm serious. Like when when I first met him, I heard his music. I think we were, we did that producers meet artists.
Yeah.
And it was like speed dating. Yeah. And that's where I initially met you. And I said, I got to have this cat on the show. Because he gave me a CD of his music. I think it was a CD, or it might have been an MP3 player. And I gave him some so he could listen to my beats. And then we listened and went back and forth. But yeah, that's how I ran into him at that music conference.
Whoo!
This is a bad guy.
I mean, this is, you want to talk about a secret. And I'm like, if you perform how this music sounds, oh man, dude, it's like,
Norvell's gonna lead a room moist.
I tell you,
Norvell, I'm gonna suggest you be Drew's friend. That way, through your DJing and playing music, maybe you can open a few more doors for him too. As well,
man, ain't no maybe, dude. I got a partner right now. That I would, if I had MP3s of his stuff, I would literally text him and be like, look in the Dropbox. I got 2 to 3 songs from this dude.
Don't worry, y'all gonna be friends. Y'all link up and
he gonna be in the ATL. You got to hear him. I'm a graphic designer. I'm a graphic designer, photographer, house music DJ,
right?
Podcast producer. I'm like, dude, okay, how can I help?
yeah, for real. So don't worry, Drew. Y'all gonna link up, and that way it open more doors for you, bro. Cause you's a bad cat all along. That's why. Now I'm gonna be honest with you. When I do my radio shows, people do not ask me to be on my show. I pick the people I want on my show because I can't listen to somebody that I don't like. You understand what I'm saying? I can't do that. I got to be able to like their music before I can put them on my show. And I always know, I think this is the third time, Drew, you've been on my show. Am I right? I think it's the third.
Second or third, yeah. Second or third.
Yeah, I think
Man, yeah, so that. Woo.
you still got Nobel over there.
But truly, you do not hear
music like this. I know.
Like that anymore. This is the kind of thing. This is the kind of stuff that you hear. I mean, this reminds me of radio back in the day where you heard a vast sound of music, just everything, and nobody has brought the love back to R&B. That music puts the love back in R&B. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, you with your girl at prom, or you taking her out to dinner. You know, this is the kind of thing that, you know, this is the stuff that you tell your kids. Music like that,
right?
The kind of stuff we listen to.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of stuff we listen to.
Drew, I'm gonna ask you to give your information so people can hit you up. Don't worry, Norvell is going to have your information after we get through. I already know that, but tell the other
people.
For real,
because I'm like.
Tell other people where they can hit you up, buy your music too, man.
Word. Well, before I do that, I would be remiss if I did not shout out a few people also.
Go ahead.
First off, I want to shout out, like I said earlier, the Ops producer team out in L.A. Dope. Hit them up for the beats. It's theopsmusic.com. Another person I really want to shout out is Waheed Gomez, the Verde Music Group. You know, he really blessed me as far as helping me record, give me a place to record and just really experiment and just be free in the studio. Also, I want to shout out my boy KJ, the producer, as well. You know, he also blessed me on my last project, which was written with you in mind. And he also helped me record two of the songs on the newer one too. And if I forget anybody, please forgive me. You know, charge to my head and not my heart. But just my contact information. You can reach me if you want to work. I'm looking to put it together another project very soon. So if you're a producer, you're a songwriter, somebody that just wants to work, you can reach me. My email is dsmithmusic478@gmail.com. Once again, that's dsmithmusic478@gmail.com. On Instagram and Twitter, my handle is IamDSmithMusic. Once again, it is IamDSmithMusic. On my website, the website is www.dsmithmusicworld.com, where you can purchase and listen to all my music. I'm on Spotify with it. You know, I'm on Apple Music with it. I'm on pretty much any streaming platform with it. You know, I'm just out here trying to do it and, like you say, bring the love back. So if you're looking for me on any of those streaming platforms, just type in Drew Smith, Ocean Blue, and my project will come right up. I appreciate y'all's support.
Man, Drew, I really love the music, man. Each time it gets better and better, just like wine, bro. Keep doing what you do. Make sure you hit me up whenever you want to be back on the show again, for real. Because, boy, you doing some work. That's all I got to say,
man. Hard work, man.
You know,
hard work.
Norvell?
Yep. Dude, that's, like I said, I'm still, man. Now, okay, one question. What instruments do you play?
What instruments do I actually play? I play piano.
Yeah.
I'm actually a keyboardist. Play for real.
Yeah, there ain't too many brothers that do that, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Drew, you
a little bit, man.
You take care, Drew, and I appreciate you, man, for coming to the show, for real.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Drew. That's Drew Smith, D. Smith, Norvell. Let's talk about you, brother. let's talk about what you do, because I know I had you on here as guest host, but I want you to drop a few lines on everything you do, because you do a lot of stuff yourself, bro. It ain't like I could play any of your music. I don't know if you do music. Yeah, that might be another one you got to put down.
I actually got four cuts released, and I got four cuts that have been released. I got a EP out there. I'm thinking about doing another EP, and my thing is house music. I see a lot of our Caucasian brethren out there doing all this stuff in house music, and I'm like, why don't see us? And we're the originators of house music, really. So
Chicago.
For real.
And New York too now. They do it in New York too.
Chicago, yeah. New York, and Detroit.
Chicago, where it originated. Yeah.
Yeah, Chicago originated. You know, rest in peace to the founders of house music, one of the founders, especially Frankie Knuckles.
For real.
Who can forget Whistle Song and all his stuff? You know.
Yeah.
And
so I didn't know you did music, bro. That's got me messed up right now. I'm like you with Drew. Woo! You do music? I didn't know.
Yeah, I can honestly tell you, I was a couple of years ago, my wife, you know, I was always listening to music, and I've been playing music for years and into jazz music heavily and the whole nine yards. Because at a certain point in life, I realized no matter what I do, it always leads me back to music, always.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, Lord, what you trying to say? But then I started doing tunes and stuff like that and messing around, and my wife was like, I was wondering why you always playing everybody else's music. You don't never play yours. I was like, I don't make any. She said, maybe you should. Okay.
Wow.
And then I started messing around, and I came out with different songs here and there, because I got, what is it, 1, 2, 3. Actually, I got 8 songs out.
You need to send me something so I could have you on here as an artist too. While we playing around.
See, the funny thing is, I don't have many rotations, but, you know, the most humbling thing is when you look up and you look on, like, you look on Kindle or Spotify. It really blew my mind with Spotify when you see your face, you know, like you see your DJ name, your logo and the whole thing, and they have a list of your songs up there. And where I released them from, because I'm an independent artist, I released them from, they have like a map that shows you where and who listened to it. And what is it? When you look at the map and somebody, even though it's just one time, streamed a song from yours from Finland.
Yeah.
That's humbling.
Right.
I mean, I done had Finland, some streams from Peru, Brazil, Spain, Germany, England, Australia, you know. Plus, I got a t-shirt shop online.
See?
People, I always forget to mention that. I got a t-shirt shop online.
I know you always do. I know you do everything. I knew that.
You know, because one of my gifts is graphic design. And my thing is my mother, rest her soul, my mother was always into fashion, so I came home to patterns on the table and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, growing up with that and then becoming a graphic designer, some of the stuff I create and some of the things you do, it's cool to see it on a t-shirt. And, you know, like the latest thing is I had a blessing where somebody from Australia ordered two of my T-shirts.
Wow.
So now I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, wait a minute. That means that something that I've been blessed to create is going to be out in the world internationally, not just the state. We're talking international.
Right.
You know, that's a blessing, and it's humble. So you just look like, wow.
One time I suggest, brother, you join Second Life. You heard about secondlife.com?
Nah.
Well, you make an avatar of yourself. I've been on there since 2005. You make an avatar of yourself, and you go in the world, and everybody from all over the globe is in there. And if you talk English, the words they type and send back to you come back in English, and whatever you type go in their language. I had I had two people from South America listen to my music, because you can put under your avatar as much information as you want. So they click on your avatar and they see this information. They could go and buy your album. They could go and buy your music, buy your T-shirts. Just by you being in the avatar in the world. And normally I go to a couple of jazz clubs, and then I go to a R&B club that one of my DJ friends, she's in Florida. She's got a club on Second Life. So I go to her club.
Wow.
Too. So, and whenever you're friends with somebody in the world, whenever you come on there, it'll alert them and let them know that you're there. And then you just type to them and say, where you at? And they can teleport you like Star Trek, beam you to the wherever they at.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So one day when you join, let me know, because I'm on there, and then that way we'll become friends, and I can show you, you know, we probably have to talk on the phone, because I'm going to have to tell you, man, you got to hit this button, you know, look up there on the right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I remember when Second Life came out, and I was like, okay, but, you know, I had little munchkins running around at the time, which are grown men now. So,
right.
I can't stay on here too long. I need to get you on there and get it.
And we go to a couple of clubs so you can check out what I'm talking about. Then you can check out my other friend that's a DJ that's been on the show many times before. And her name is DJ Carmi, and she's down in Florida, and she does her thing too as well. There's so many people that, you know, I'm connected to through doing this and doing my own music, because you know I do music, right? So,
you've been at it for many. I mean, you started and never stopped. You were like, can't stop, won't stop.
Can't quit. I took that P Diddy pledge. Can't stop, won't stop.
Right.
Take that.
Right.
But yeah, I got over about 50 songs on all over the place.
And see,
Spotify, Google Play, and getting ready to drop a beat CD, matter of fact, in July. And got another CD coming out in January that's already done. And I'm 6 songs into this gospel CD that I'm gonna drop next July. And at the end of next year I'm gonna drop another beat CD. Because I done made over about
1,000, yeah,
2,000 beats.
I worked on one that's like electronic dance music, you know, for the kids, because I was kind of interested. But now I'm also thinking about working on a gospel house track.
Cool.
And I was going to call it the 23rd Psalms, you know, and it's
cool.
Somebody reading, it's gonna have the 23rd Psalm being read, with beats, but house music beats behind it. You know,
right? I did something like that. I did a song to Psalms 150, which is where you put all the instruments together to praise God. James Cleveland did this song, so I redid it like 2009. I'll send it to you.
Ooh.
It's crazy. My boy and a couple ladies in there, and we were acting all crazy. Lord, bless them, Lord. We were loud, and I was reading from the Bible, Psalms 150, how you put, let everything that has a voice give praise at the end, and we just whooped it up. Yeah, man. And I did all the instruments. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the one thing about, because I use, what is it? I use Logic Pro, and I really like Logic Pro. And, you know, it's just because I took piano lessons for a while, and I can read, I can still somewhat read music, but I really want to get back to that because it helped me create the beats and different things. You know, it helped me figure out where I wanted to put this and where I want to put that.
Right, right.
And different stuff like that. And, you know, I would really love, I'm trying to get to the point where I have a nice little, not talent pool, but for artists that I work with who sing and different things like that and be like, look, could you blow this out for me right quick and knock that out and then
place
it in the house
right.
music and do it like that and get it together because I see all these, like I said, I see all these Caucasian cats hitting it, doing these things. But, you know, I'm like, okay, I can add my flavor to it. But I'm, you know, it's just, you wonder, you're like, look, do y'all understand the music that you're trying to imitate and really trying to get a hold of? Do you really understand it? You know what I'm saying?
And I would love, once you put that together, man, like I said, the songs that you got, send me three so we can schedule you as an artist and come on the show, man, for real. I did not know. That's one thing I didn't know. You got me on that. You got me.
The funniest thing is it's hard for me to look at myself as an artist because I'm so used to helping artists or listening to artists different things like that. And
don't worry. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard answering questions, too, as an artist. Because I've done it before, too, and it's crazy on how you answer questions because I'm not used to sitting in that seat.
Right. You know, I'm like, nah, I'm not used to it. What's your inspiration?
Well. And like you heard in my intro, there was an interview, somebody was interviewing me. You know, and I took a little part of that intro and put it in the intro, but I'm gonna leave out with this song that I produced on my CD is Presidential Year 5, and 5 is spelled with the number 5, IVE. It's all over the place. On Spotify, on Google Tunes, on iTunes, everywhere. This song is called Senator John and Jay, two young kids, just rapped on a song that I produced and recorded and mixed and mastered. Thank you again, Norvell, for coming in, a.k.a. DJJ Squared. Hey, man, give your information where people can hit you up at.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook at DJJ period Squared. Because there's a lot of cats out there, DJ J Squared, but you know that's how you find me is DJ J. Period Squared. My website is like that. It says DJ J Squared, but you don't have to put the period in there. It's .com. So there, you hear that music. You can find me also on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. You can find me on Facebook. Same name. There might be a 2 after it as well. So, you know, that's how you can find me. You can look me up on Mixcloud because I got about 62 mixes on there, I think.
I'm about to go there because I'm on Mixcloud. I got my nephew did 2 mixtapes of mine and put them on there.
I got like 60 something. I think I got 64 house music mixes on there.
Wow.
You know, mixing is like therapeutic for me. That's all I can say. It's therapy.
Yeah, you,
because
you really need to be on my sister's show too, for real. While we talk, I see I'm gonna have to suggest you be her friend too. Shoot.
Yeah, because what is it? Yeah, because how many? I got six. Yeah, I got streamed. I got 67 streamed, and I think I got how many shows? 57.
Wow.
You know, I got. I'm trying to. Whoever hears this, I'm trying to raise up my followers because I only got 352, but I thank God for those. You know, and some people are hearing my stuff like, "You mix? I thought you did just photography." I do that too, and they're like, "You got a clothing line. You a house music DJ. You're a photographer. You've produced music, and you produce podcasts too." Okay.
Yeah, you do everything. Like I said at the beginning of this show, it's iconic because you actually talked to Glenn Cannon, who I've been knowing ever since 2004 when I first started doing this. And you too.
Oh, man.
That's
well,
a long
see,
time.
You and I started together because I had started like the same year you did. You were doing it more consistently. And then I did the Jazz Suite for 6 years, you know, when I got to the point where, when you get to the point where you interview Robert Glasper,
yeah,
one of the top jazz artists, and he's not really a friend, but y'all recognize each other when you see each other.
Right.
You like, you know, because I remember I talked to him when he, I took pictures of him and talked to him right before he released Black Radio 1.
Right.
And then to look and watch the Grammys and see he wins a Grammy for that album. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Wait
I understand
minute.
What
and
you're saying.
I got 4 to 5 pictures with the man. You know, and I got friends and frat brothers going, "That's Robert Glasper." Uh-huh. How did you? Going,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
just let it go.
That's how it goes, man, because the people that you mentioned at the beginning, Glenn Jones, he's married to my cousin, Gwenobia Jeter. And also,
oh my goodness,
I met Brian McKnight. We hung out for a minute when he did a record signing when I used to work security at North Lake Mall in the ATL. And they told me to watch him in the security room because they didn't want to cause a commotion. So we had him coming out the back so he could get in his limousine. I kept looking out, and I seen these girls, and I was like, man, these three girls walking up here, they off. I said, look here, Brian, just stay in here, man. I got to stop these girls. Later for you, bro. I rolled out and stopped the girls. He come right out behind me. I'm like, man, you ain't supposed to be up. And he was like, Mr. Security, man, I can hang out with you, man. But I said, you don't want to do it, bro. You don't want to hang out with me, bro. That's exactly what I told him. Then his limo came. I'm like, man, you get ready to get me in trouble.
Well, see, you know what blows my mind? He does little interviews on – he does little impromptu things on Facebook.
Yeah,
you know?
I've seen him. Yeah. I've seen him.
You know, and I've heard the interviews. I've heard his interviews and stuff like that. I mean, because who would know that Brian McKnight is a fan of Steely Dan? He's like, what?
Yeah, me too.
And he's like, oh, you don't really know music unless you heard Steely Dan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's my group.
I mean,
that's my group.
Donald Fagen is the dude, because, see,
I got
like, there was a song I was looking for a song years ago, actually since I was a teenager, and I got it when I turned, I actually found the album. It was Greg Filling Gang. And I got the album, I found the album back when I was about 35. I found it, 35, 36 years old. I found Greg Filling Gang's album. Now, the song I was looking for was Back in the Days with Lazy Nina.
Uh-huh.
What a lot of people don't know is Back in the Days of Lazy Nina was sung by Greg Fillinganes, who is a phenomenal drummer and producer right now, because him and Herbie Hancock are real tight.
And Greg did some music for Earth, Wind & Fire, too, Some of Everybody.
Mm-hmm. He's from Detroit. Now, you know who wrote Back in the Days with Lazy Nina? Donald Fagen of Steely Dan.
A lot of people
don't even realize that. They're like, what?
And Steely Dan was basically a studio band. They released albums, but they really didn't perform back in the days. The same way I want to be with my music. I just want to release albums. I ain't really looking to perform.
That's the way I am. I want to. My goal, and I'm putting out here to the world, and I'm putting out to the universe. I would like to spin house music all around the world, and include my music in some of the house music I spin, and have artists ask me to do remixes and stuff for them, and do remixes. And I would like to be blessed by God for the talents that he has given me to use to lift up, help other artists, as well as financially provide for my family. You know, that's ultimately what I'd like to do. You know, I can make my mark. I mean, it's just like I was saying, the level of success you get comfortable with. What's your comfort level of success? I would like for my artistry to take me around the world. And so later on, I could look at my grandchildren and go, yeah, Grandpa went there. Grandpa's about to go there.
So it is said, so let it be written. I'm getting ready to rip this. This is by T-A-Z. It's not Taz. T-A-Z. Give Glenn Cannon a shout. I'm giving Tory Blue a shot. I'm giving D. Smith, a.k.a. Drew Smith, a shot for being on the show, and also Norvell Morlex Jr., DJ J. Period Square, giving him a shot also as well. This is T.A.Z., Senator John and Jay, two kids that I got rapping on this song. I produced the track. Until next week.
Peace.
Yeah, done time, baby. You already know this is my time. ATL's finest. But I'm Jersey strong. Born and raised. Yeah. Money is the motive, I gotta get it in. Stacking these Benjamins, success is all I see. I'm just being me, trying to make it on the come up. Road to riches, and get my family out them trenches. I gotta constantly watch my back, because when you get into the money, friends be switching. It's funny what that money make a nigga do. I'm only 17, chasing on the money dream. I'm in these streets, grinding with my team. Clothing line coming soon, so they timing it. Fans taking pictures like, yo, John, you ATL's finest. I'm YSL loaded. They talking, he talking like starters. They just blow in. I'm the hottest MC, boy, you already know this. My rhymes is potent. Have you all twisted in the head like you drinking potions? I just killed this beat. AJ?
Yeah.
So these folks, what you about? What you gonna do?
My brother just killed it, so now I'm about to murder this verse. Putting rappers in the hearse, I'm hot.
My verse is spread like a wildfire, but my wrist game cold. Leave a bitch all froze. All this flexing is old. I'm about my money, I chase the cheddar like Tom Chase Jerry. When I grow up, I wanna be a president. Live in a big ass house, private residence, and drive 5 cars. I'm a fashion killer by choice.
My brother just killed it, so now I'm about to murder this verse. Put a rapper in a hearse. I'm hot, hot, hot.